And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jane Salemson. Earlier this year, I wrote a commentary about my concerns regarding the improvement of Weaver Dairy Road. At the Timberline end, access to the Chapel Hill North Shopping Centre from Weaver Dairy Road is a right turn onto Perkins Drive. Access out of the shopping centre is diverted to a left-hand turn onto Martin Luther King Boulevard. To get back to Weaver Dairy Road, there's another left-hand turn. For those of us who use Weaver Dairy to get home after shopping, it's adding a time-consuming wait at two lights on very busy intersections. I could not understand why the road planners did not put in a mini traffic circle or roundabout at Weaver Dairy and Perkins so we could exit the shopping center from Perkins and make a left-hand turn onto Weaver Dairy Road, thus avoiding the traffic on busy MLK. I get frustrated each time I go to Chapel Hill North and will continue to do so every time I have to drive there. Imagine my delight when returning from a summer vacation to find that a roundabout had been added to Weaver Dairy Road, but sadly only at the south end. It's a relief every time I drive to Irwin Road knowing that I can breeze through the roundabout. Now that we have good sidewalks, for which I'm very glad of, thank you, Dot, the American equivalent of Belisha beacons should be added at the crossings that abound between Irwin and MLK. I was gratified the other day when trying to cross the now very wide Weaver Dairy Road by my home by the consideration of a truck driver stopping to allow me to use the crosswalk. Is this a new rule, or was he being considerate? Later, when driving to Irwin, I became more aware of how many crossings there are, but they're not very visible until you get almost on top of them. In England, crossings are highlighted by the Belisha beacons, a round yellow flashing light on each side of the road, giving drivers a clear indication where the crossing is. This would be especially helpful at night in seeing pedestrians in that very dark area below the school. Town planners, please give it a thought. This is Jane Salemson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.